The Goldilocks Principle. How to use it to achieve peak performance. Earth is our home planet. When astronauts view it from a tiny window in a spaceship orbiting the Earth, they are awestruck. Beholding the blue marble with white swirls and bits of brown, yellow, green, and white, cloaked by vast darkness, gives them a newfound appreciation of their home. Most of us won't get an opportunity to view Earth from the same vantage point, but there's another way to experience the wonder of our planet. Understanding just how rare and unlikely it is to find a habitable planet like ours in the universe. For decades, humans have been on the search for intelligent life in space. In 1984, renowned astronomers Carl Sagan and Jill Tarter founded the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, SETI, a program that has been scouring the cosmos for signs of alien life ever since. To date, neither alien-seeking scientists nor an international troop of robotic spacefarers has found evidence of extraterrestrial life. All effort to search for life elsewhere in the cosmos has been met with stony silence. Sagan highlighted this finding when he said, "The Earth is the only world known so far to harbor life. There is nowhere else, at least in the near future, to which our species could migrate. Visit, yes. Settle, not yet. Like it or not, for the moment the Earth is where we make our stand." Our solitary existence in the cosmos led to the development of the rare Earth hypothesis by researchers Peter Ward and Donald Brownlee. According to Ward and Brownlee, many exceptional features of our Earth, Sun, and solar system allow complex life to arise and flourish and are unlikely to occur regularly throughout the universe. Here are three, of several, of them. A planetary tilt that allows for seasonal atmospheric changes to be mild but not severe. An orbital distance that allows liquid water to exist on the planet's surface. The right amount of oxygen at the right time for organisms to utilize it. These advantageous conditions for thriving life earned Earth led to the invention of the term, Goldilocks planet. On Earth, everything is just right for living things. This remarkable combination of favorable conditions reminds us how lucky we are to live on such a habitable planet. We can no longer take the beauty and abundance of Earth for granted. But it also teaches us the importance of finding our own sweet spots to prosper and grow to our full potential. Finding the Goldilocks zone in each area of life can be exactly what we need to take our lives to extraordinary heights. What is the Goldilocks principle or rule? Most of us remember listening to the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears as kids. A young girl named Goldilocks loses her way in the forest while walking. She spots a cottage and enters it, finding personal items used by absent inhabitants. Unaware that she is in the home of three bears, the big Papa Bear, the middle-sized Mama Bear, and the tiny little baby bear, she tastes each of their bowls of porridge, picks the one that is just right, and eats it. It was neither hot nor cold, the perfect temperature for her. The Goldilocks principle is an analogy of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, and states that something must fall within certain margins and stay away from extremes for it to be just right. It speaks to the idea that we tend to feel satisfied and at ease when things are in balance, not in excess or lack. This middle ground is found between two opposing positions and is where our sweet spot lies. The idea of just the right amount can be applied to various disciplines, like economics, biology, psychology, and business. Whether it's temperature, food consumption, and taste or noise levels, there is an inclination to find a level that feels most comfortable. Moderation as a value. The Goldilocks principle speaks to the importance of moderation. Moderation has been considered an important virtue since the days of ancient Greece, when Aristotle defined it as the mean between extremes, suggesting its vital role in moral excellence. The need for moderation is now more critical than ever. We're faced with all kinds of pleasures that tempt us: junk food, alcohol, and social media. Indulging in these to excess can derail us from success. It's not about limiting ourselves, but being able to use self-control when needed. Moderation can be described as temperance and taking the middle road. Another great Greek philosopher, Plato, defined moderation as the harmony between reason, spirit, and desire. Seeking harmony has more resonance for younger generations, who tend to shy away from the seemingly rigid ideology of moderation. The virtue of moderation has also been espoused in other religions, such as Buddhism, Christianity, and Confucianism. Showing self-restraint and going too far in indulging our passions is a means of self-preservation. It's not an easy virtue to master. It's far easier to give in to our temptations. Only those with courage and inner fortitude can strike that balance. Great leaders like Martin Luther King Jr., Mahatma Gandhi, and Eleanor Roosevelt embodied this quality. How to use the Goldilocks principle to achieve peak performance. The Goldilocks principle can enhance many areas of our daily lives. Using it consistently can help us overcome challenges, achieve our goals, and reach peak performance. Here are some common areas of life where you can use the Goldilocks principle. 1. Stress. Stress often gets a bad rap, but it's not inherently wrong unless it leads to a release of a hormone called cortisol that increases your heart rate, blood pressure, and sparks an inflammatory response. This response leads to all types of health conditions. On the flip side, a lack of stress and anxiety indicates that we don't care and lack interest in what we're doing. Demanding jobs or a challenging school curriculum cause stress, whether or not we like what we do. But studies have shown that when we find the optimal level of anxiety, we can perform at our best. This is Goldilocks at play, a level of stress that is just right. Remember that this Goldilocks zone varies for each person and depends on factors like personality type, health, age, and capacity to cope with stress. Some people thrive under higher levels of pressure compared to others. Find a balance that works best for you by tuning into how you feel in your body and your level of enthusiasm. 2. Delegating workload. For those in leadership positions like managers or educators, the Goldilocks principle is a helpful barometer to decide the best learning formats and the right amount of work to assign to others. More projects and assignments will hamper learning and the quality of work. Too little will lead to boredom, demotivation, and disengagement. Students and employees perform best when engaged at achievable levels of challenge and when they know they can meet the standards and requirements assigned to them. Finding the Goldilocks zone may require some trial and error and a willingness to listen to people's feedback so that you can make changes accordingly. 3. Creativity. The creative process transforms disparate parts and structures into a new item or order. For this to happen, we need the right skills, talent, and inspiration. We must find our Goldilocks zone for our creativity to bloom. We can reach this zone of brilliance when we work on tasks that motivate us and are right on the edge of our current abilities. This blend of the optimal utilization of our skills and talents and finding joy from the creative process is referred to as flow. In a flow state, we are so focused on the task that everything else around us fades away. Flow puts us in the best position to hone our talents and channel our creative expression. 4. Exercise and training. For exercise to be effective, we must find the right intensity, frequency, weight, and mileage. Train too hard, you'll get hurt or exhausted. Train too little, and you won't see any improvement. That's why we need to exercise in a just right way. Many people have a tough time figuring out what is just right for them because they copy others' workout regimes or don't know critical variables to help them determine what works best for them, like their strength, body composition, injuries, health profile, and favorite exercises. All this information are instrumental in creating an exercising program that's enjoyable and meets their fitness goals. 5. Lifestyle. The Swedish have a lifestyle ethos rooted in the Goldilocks principle. They call it lagom, meaning just the right amount. The Swedish attitude toward life focuses on having what you need, but not more. You don't overindulge, but you don't deprive yourself, either. While words like average and sufficient suggest some degree of scarcity and abstinence, Lagom promotes appropriateness, not perfection. Lagom is about creating balance in all areas of life. The archetypical Swedish saying, lagom är bäst, literally translates to, enough is as good as a feast. The key to happiness is a balanced and fruitful existence. We can apply it to our routine, sustainability, food consumption, how we style our homes, our interactions with others, how we dress, etc. 6. Dating and relationships. Dating to find a long-term partner based on the Goldilocks principle is about taking the right amount of time to get to know someone and revealing just enough for them to get to know you. It's about gradually developing intimacy and trust as you get to know each other. Instead of falling into the hot, intense, fast pace that singles are prone to, especially when there's strong chemistry, take it down a few notches. Avoid oversharing intimate details and coming on too strong. But you also don't want to take it so slow that you come off as close-minded and emotionally unavailable. A slow burn at a moderate pace that both individuals are comfortable with is more effective because you can build a foundation and get comfortable in each other's presence. Being warm, friendly, and open for the first few dates is the middle ground for most people. 7. Mastering your craft. Success is a long game. Knowing how to work optimally ensures you can hang in there long enough to rise above obstacles. But, to stay motivated, you must tackle the right level of challenge. If you love basketball and try to play a serious game with a bunch of 8-year-olds, it might be too easy. On the other hand, playing with a group that includes pros like Michael Jordan and LeBron James will demotivate you because it's tough to compete with players at their level. What you want to do instead is play against someone who is your equal. Competing with them gives you a good chance of winning, but only if you put in the effort. This manageable difficulty level will help you grow and master your craft with time. While humans love a good challenge, we function best at an optimal zone of difficulty. Studies show that we feel most motivated when we work on tasks that are at the edge of our current capabilities. At this level, the tasks we tackle aren't too easy, but they're not too hard, either. They're just right. For example, if you're trying to improve your public speaking skills but don't have much experience, you can start small. As a beginner, your just right might be a Toastmaster gathering in your town. Getting feedback on your improvement motivates you to keep going. As you improve your speaking abilities, you can move to larger venues, like company events. Once you hit the pro stages, you can become a paid public speaker. When you follow the Goldilocks rule, the zone of difficulty keeps changing as you advance. We love superhero stories because they demonstrate what performing at a high level looks like. While they may look invincible because of the superpower they're bestowed with, we don't see all the hard work they put in to learn how to use those powers responsibly. Only when Spider-Man learned to swing on web ropes and Superman mastered flying could they fight the bad guys and save the world. Just like superheroes, we can be effective if we take our time and take on challenges that are just manageable while measuring our growth. In this way, we'll unlock and unleash our superpowers. All my best on your journey. Celine.